My name is Matthew Trinker, and I graduated. Actually, the story is I never graduated. So I was in the class of 1980, but halfway through 1980, I went on student exchange to the USA. And so I completed my final year of school actually while on exchange in Connecticut in the USA as an AFS student. I think the school's first AFS student. And that meant that I missed graduating with my peers who finished at the end of 1980. Now I'm the director of the National Museum of Australia in Canberra. And really, it's the culmination of a long career spent researching, writing, and exhibiting Australian history. I, soon after school, worked for a few years as a journalist and went back to do a PhD in history at the University of Western Australia and ultimately at the University of Sydney, and then began working in museums. And I've been fortunate enough to end up as the director of the National Museum. So my memories of St. Norbert College are many and varied, really, from playing sport on the ovals that in those days would frequently be waterlogged in the middle of winter, to assembling in the quadrangle, the old quadrangle between the two earliest buildings that were erected at the school, I think, in the 1960s. Also, really, of being one of, you know, the students in that first year when the school began admitting girls to high school. So I was in the year when girls began at St. Norbert's. And we also were lucky enough to have Des O'Sullivan as the principal, who I thought was just an inspired educationalist and leader. And, you know, I know that our leaving class, our final year 12 class, a great number of those students went on university and to really great careers afterwards. And I always think that it was a group of teachers that Des assembled through that time and the community that he really fostered at the school that allowed a lot of us to flourish. And in my case, I was lucky enough to have a very good teacher of history, Maria Collins, who really inspired a love of the subject in me that's been lifelong and has ultimately given me this career. The advice for current students that I would have is to really enjoy the experience of being at the school. It's often said that youth is wasted on the young, and I don't think that at all. I think that the young enjoy the best of life, and it's important when you're there as a student at St. Norbert's just to really cherish the experience, to realise how fortunate you are, and to make sure that the person that you are feels enlarged through your time at school. I often think that we've encouraged students to feel as if, you know, they have to stay within the tram lines, they have to do everything correctly. And that's all true. We want them to develop and to broaden their education, but we want them to become bigger people. We want them to be enlarged by the experience of school. And that's as much about the sense of, you know, fellowship and community that you enjoy while you're at school, the fun you have, as it is about what you learn in the classroom. I think what makes St. Norbert College special to me is the great sense of fellowship that I experienced certainly when I was there and that I hope students today are experiencing. There is nothing like being young, and there's nothing like being young with other people broadly the same age, doing the same sorts of things, and thinking about how your life is entwined with the lives of others. And it's a truth of school and school days, and certainly at St. Norbert's, that the sense of community that was fostered at the school and is fostered today at the school is really its great gift to all of us who've been lucky enough to attend and for those who are attending now. You know, it's easy to look at the world that we're in today and to wonder where our future lies. But something that I think helps is that sense of others going through the experiences, the challenges, the trials that we're going through. And when you're at a school like St. Norbert's and you're a part of a cohort that's all experiencing broadly similar sorts of things at the same time, that's a special experience. And it's one that you can draw a lot of strength from, you can be nourished by, and you can really use as a platform for the rest of your life.